birthday to Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, who turned 78 years old today. Also on this day, 41 years ago, this album, Emotional Rescue, hit the top of the charts here in the U.S., which stayed for weeks and weeks. She's So Cold from Emotional Rescue, the third track from the album we hear this morning on the program. Celebrating Mick Jagger, pretty good singer, pretty good songwriter, pretty wealthy guy when you get down to it. Also had some solo albums, but really no one cares about Mick Jagger's solo albums except for Mick himself. It's all about the Rolling Stones work. They are coming to Detroit in the fall. And I saw them on the first leg of that tour before the pandemic shut things down in Chicago at Soldier Field. It was about as far away as possible in Soldier Field, but still was in the building for my first time seeing the Rolling Stones live. Joining us on the phone line, Sean Flanagan is the Director of Impact and Partnerships at the Legatum Institute, and they are out with their new U.S. Prosperity Index. And we'll see how Michigan has done on this rating system. Sean, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me on. It's Scott, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you for being with us. Before we talk about Michigan specifically, Sean, tell us about the Prosperity Index. What are you trying to track here with this study?
Yeah, so when we talk about prosperity at the Legatum Institute, we're looking very much at a combination of both economic and social well-being. And it's both of those things that come together to lead to a truly flourishing life. So the index has got many different things in it. We capture three broad domains, what we call inclusive societies. So that things, all of those things that lead to a cohesive society. So things like how safe and secure a society is, how much personal freedom is, governance, how well is it governed, and social capital. And then the second domain is open economies. They're all the things that are needed for an economy to thrive. So, you know, business environments, is there good access to credit, high rates of startups, entrepreneurship, is there good infrastructure, roads, transport, electricity. And then final domain is empowered people, where we looked at the lived experience of people. So this is things like health, education, the natural environment and living conditions, so people's resources, nutrition, shelter, accommodation, all of those things pulled together measure prosperity.
So, Sean, we take a look at the list, which people can, at usprosperity.net, usprosperity.net, and see the state-by-state rankings. Here in Michigan, we're mid-pack, 29th overall, better than we were a decade ago by a couple of slots, but still sort of in the middle of the pack when you compare us to other states across the country. What's your top line that we should know about how Michigan's fared in the survey?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Scott, you're underselling Michigan a little bit. It's actually the fourth most improved state prior to the pandemic. So it's, you know, and it's improved on all 11 pillars within the index. So, you know, it's moving in the right direction. You know, strongest pillars are governance, which is ranked 16th. Living condition is 19th and business environment is 22nd. So there are, you know, there are some really encouraging things here that the state's doing well. I think, like every state, there are opportunities for improvement. Even those, you know, states right at the top have areas that they can improve in. So When we look at Michigan, we see that perhaps on health, we've got these elements within the index. We've got 48 policy-focused elements, and we design those with 40 U.S. experts from across academia, think tanks, when we set the index up in 2019. And they've been designed very much with policymakers and practitioners in mind to help understand what needs to be strengthened. So when we look at health, we've got six elements in there. One of them is behavioral risk factors. So that looks at those things that, if unchecked, can lead to health, serious health problems later in life. So this is things like obesity, excessive drinking, smoking. There we see in Michigan that actually it has high levels of behavioral risk factors. When we look at infrastructure, we see that actually across the state, and you'd be interested to get your thoughts on this, what the data is saying is that actually the roads and bridge condition within Michigan is not as good as it could be. Mm-hmm. You know, there's quite a high percentage of bridges and roads that are classified as being in poor condition. And then when we look at economic quality, one of the three pillars in the open economies domain, we see that actually, the state has relatively low, relative to others, low levels of dynamism. That's things like startups, entrepreneurships. And again, when you're emerging on the other side of the pandemic, that's something that really needs to be able to drive the, you know, drive the economy and get the economy going again.
Yeah, I guess on the roads and bridges, we had a governor win by simply promising to fix the roads and bridges. So I think a vast majority of people here perhaps would agree. I come from Illinois, where I think the roads and bridges are also pretty darn bad. So I've been in a couple of states, or I've lived my life in a few states where I think that the roads and bridges aren't tremendous. I wanted to ask, by the way, Sean Flanagan with us from the Legatum Institute, talking about the U.S. Prosperity Index. There are two areas where the state has really improved over the past decade, from 2011 to 2021. One is in safety and security, and the other is business environment. And I got to say, those seem to be two really good categories to make those big jumps. People feeling safe, people thinking that their life and livelihoods are going to be okay. And then people having the opportunity to better themselves with a better and more open business environment. Those are two categories that Michigan's done much better on the past decade.
Yeah. So, I mean, on safety and security, absolutely, it's moved up. As well as it having an improvement in that particular pillar, it's actually outperformed the improvement seen in other states. So it's risen 12 places in the rankings. It was 42nd a decade ago, and now it's 30th. So, you know, and then when you look at, we've got three elements in the safety and security. One is around looking at property crime. One is looking at violent crime. And then one is looking around sort of those events which traumatize communities around mass shootings, terrorism events, and those kind of things. And we see across all three of them, actually, Michigan has seen an improvement across all of those. Now, one of the things we did see, one of the key findings that we saw in the through this year's index was that the U.S., as well as seeing a year-on-year improvement in prosperity prior to the pandemic, driven by a number of different factors, which positions it well to rebuild post-pandemic. There were a few challenges that the index highlighted. One of them was, the sort of rise in mass shooting events that we've seen across the country over the past, particularly since 2013. You know, all but a handful of states have had one since 2013, and nearly half have seen one in every single year. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that is something that we highlight in the report and as need for attention.
Sean, we're just about up against the clock here. Tell us very quickly, though, who was number one? What were the best states, quickly?
Yeah, so mainly northeastern states were, but not universally so. There were five states outside of the Northeast that were in the top 10.
All right. Massachusetts looks like one, Connecticut two. So, yeah, Northeast doing all right. You can find more about this. Check out other states too. USProsperity.net, USProsperity.net. Sean Flanagan, Director of Impact and Partnerships at the Legatum Institute. Sean, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by the Michigan Chamber. Why? Experience. They've got answers to tough questions and their strength in numbers. Check out more at michamber.com, michamber.com. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get yours at socialsecurity.gov.